Are these the best of times or the worst of times for Bay Area baseball fans? On the one hand, the Athletics and the Giants made the postseason. On the other hand, the Giants have a long way to go before they can reclaim the crown they won 2 years ago. The Athletics didn't make it past the ALDS. And the surprising Oakland A's battle their fans almost as often as they battle the best in the American League. Dan Brecke of KQED in San Francisco reports.
Back in early June, this is the last thing an A's fan would have expected to hear as the year wound down. The A's turned a mediocre spring into a summer of conquest. Their roster of unknowns, retreads, and rookies ended the regular season by sweeping past the Texas Rangers to steal the American League West Division title. And then, on to the playoffs. Let's go, Oakland! Let's go, Oakland! But before we continue with that feel-good story, a word about Oakland, the A's, and Bay Area baseball. The A's owner, developer Lou Wolf, is determined to take the team to San Jose, build a new stadium, and sell luxury boxes to the Silicon Valley super rich. So, a lot of A's fans aren't crazy about Lou Wolf. There's little love lost for the Giants either, who seem to have everything the Athletics don't. A beautiful waterfront stadium, a sellout every game, and money to go out and buy top-level talent. Something else the Giants have? The territorial rights to Wolf's coveted new home in San Jose. So far, they've blocked the move. So for now, Oakland fans and Wolf are stuck with each other in a historic but hideously remodeled ballpark that ranks near the bottom of the major leagues in attendance. Let's go, Oakland! Let's go, Oakland! But all that seemed to change as the A's made the playoffs and came home to play the Detroit Tigers on October 9th. The Oakland Coliseum was packed and loud. Yeah! Yeah! Even then, lots of customers were unhappy with management. With fans begging for tickets, the team left 10,000 upper deck seats covered with tarps and off limits. The A's explained they wanted to maintain an intimate feeling at the game. For fans, it was just another sign that the organization doesn't care about them.
They probably wouldn't sell it out, and it would look weird. But I agree, that's a pretty lame reason. Let's let the people watch some baseball. You know what I mean?
It's completely insane. And I understand that during the normal season, there might not be enough people to fill up those seats. But this game sold out, like, immediately. And the idea of having those tarps on there still is completely horrible to, like, the tons and tons of A's fans that would love to have seats right now.
Why do you think they didn't open it?
I think Lou Wolf hates us so much. I don't know why.
A's management did relent, announcing it would open the upper deck seats for the league championship and World Series. That was before the A's ran into Justin Verlander in the deciding game of their divisional series matchup with the Tigers. He pitched a shutout, and it turned out the tarps could stay on all winter. Some fans complained Wolf had jinxed the team by finally agreeing to open the upper deck. But the fans and the surprising team they had come out to cheer had a final moment together. As the Tigers celebrated on the infield, the Coliseum crowd gave the Athletics one last ovation.
One final round of applause for a great year.
For Only a Game, I'm Dan Brecke in San Francisco.
These are grand days for fans of the San Jose Earthquakes. San Jose is a lock for the playoffs, and by beating the LA Galaxy Sunday night, they can clinch the Supporters' Shield, awarded annually to the MLS team with the best regular season record. Beyond that, San Jose fans who wish to be part of a world record need only grab a shovel and show up at the site of the team's new stadium on Sunday afternoon. If the Diggers number 4,533 or more, according to Guinness, they will make up the largest groundbreaking ceremony ever, assuming they're willing to dig simultaneously for 2 minutes. Then they should stop, because if more than 4,533 people dig for any longer than 2 minutes, the hole will be too big.